Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
I guess that was a semi-halfway decent, shitty fade-in, I don't know. What's up, Six?
What's happening?
Kitty? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Good.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm in here.
Fine.
I'm here.
Yo. Everybody talks about, you know, people's rights and... this group of people got decimated and slaughtered, school got bombed and all these children died, and all that's horrible, you know, but nobody ever takes time out to really focus on the animals. I got some fucked up statistics. The reason I'm doing this show is I had a family dog 15 years. That was my sister. My hairy, ugly sister that licked her twat, but that was my sister. You know, I mean, same thing with my kid's dog. Had it 13 years. You know, my kid's 12. Had it before we even our kid was in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Just as important as anybody else in this house, because we got to take care of these animals. You got to nurture them. You got to feed them. You got to fucking get them medicine. Dix will tell you his son is his dog. I know Elaine's got a dog. I see your post, Elaine, and your dog. Matter of fact, I think it's right on your profile. But nobody really gives a shit. Here, check this out. The United States alone, 1 million animals a year, pretty much tortured or killed in connection with domestic violence. Again, basically what happens is, some guy or some broad get into a fight with each other, beat the crap out of each other, beat the crap out of their kids, and then they take the dog and throw it up against the wall. Or they put the cat in the microwave. Hey, you like this cat, bitch, huh? I'm going to nuke its fucking head off. That happens quite a bit, actually.
Like the female that threw that litter of dogs in
that's
the river
that up,
time.
Yeah. I mean, you can
that's
see.
Fucked up.
This shit on YouTube, unfortunately, or Facebook when you log into these other social media sites, but I've seen little baby chickens get beaked, where they just slice the beak off of the chicken and then send them off the conveyor belt with a hole in their head. No, it's crazy. But they come out good, though, on the other end when they're dipped in some grease, right?
Everybody chicken nuggets, man? Fuck yeah.
Chicken nuggets. They're real good with honey. But check this out. A child growing in the U.S. is more likely to have a pet than a live-at-home father. That's a statistic too.
Damn.
So most children growing up, some children, that's all they got is their pet. That's all they got. But anyway, you know, these animals are being killed, and in many countries they're being eaten. We've seen the video. We were talking about that earlier, Six, with the rats. How they were comparing the rats. It was just disgusting.
Fucking yellow skinned, slit eyed motherfucking savages. Fucking sick disgusting. You see them eat dogs and rats and
both dogs. Fucking great.
Fucking motherfuckers.
Yeah,
it's sickening.
And I went to the Chinese buffet earlier too, so I probably ingested somebody's arf.
Delicious.
Unfortunately,
they, you know, the Chinese have been notorious for masquerading. It was a huge scandal. Mike Adams, the health ranger, exposed it as well. But the Chinese were masquerading lamb meat as rat meat, and all these idiots were eating meat from China that they thought it was lamb meat, and it turned out it was rat meat.
Well, I'm glad you brought that point up, because now they're sending our chickens over there to be processed over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, was that you, Elaine, that time? Hey, was that you, Elaine, that was telling me one time that some famous restaurant down in Atlanta, some Chinese restaurant where all the celebrities eat, that they're actually serving rats
and dogs, and had them frozen up, and they went in there in the refrigerator, and I believe they closed them down. But the thing is, they tried to open up, do the same thing over in Jamaica. And they wouldn't let black people go in the restaurant, so they went in there and investigated and found that they were feeding them rats and dogs.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
getting back to this thing.
We've all rats and dogs at some point, I think.
Yeah. Even Church's Chicken was serving big rats for chicken.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those
are
big ass chickens.
Yeah, they were serving. That was Church's here in Atlanta as well.
Fish tacos. Oh,
damn.
No.
Yeah, Church's, that greasy, greasy stuff. You know, they was serving rats. So.
And the honey biscuits at Church's are phenomenal. That's fucked up. Terrible.
If you don't kill it yourself, if you don't raise it yourself, I don't think you should eat it.
It's frankenfood, as Hilder would say, frankenfood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concoction, but it's just fucked up. Now, animal testing too. You know, they're testing. It says rabbits, you know, of course, and rats, mice, birds, amphibians, but also dogs and cats. They said 60,000 dogs, 21,000 cats. Are tested every year, and it's not just like cosmetic, pharmaceutical drugs. Like they'll give a fucking dog metoprolol or fucking Plaxil or some shit, even Viagra. Imagine giving a poor dog Viagra. Things running around with a heart on, but they're testing pharmaceuticals out on these dogs, just seeing how they react. You know, it's. They're probably injecting them with street drugs, too, just to see the effect of... I mean, can you imagine having a dog hooked on heroin? How fucked up... All it would do is just constantly have liquid shits and vomit. I think I would have to adopt that dog out to somebody else.
But you know what's so sad about the animal cruelty thing? You know, I just cannot believe the way these people are throwing... acid on the dogs, and you know, just cutting them up and leaving the poor things to die, and oh my God, that is so sickening. You know, you can't hardly when you see it, you just you want to know what type of mentality these people have to inflict such pain on an animal. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, what type of mind? I mean, throwing gasoline and burning the dog. You know, I mean, that is, oh, my God,
my
that's beyond
her. My uncle was a shitbag. He used to scare me. He told me stories about how they'd take bullfrogs and just take it like a baseball and whip it against the wall, throw a strike, and the thing would fucking swell up like a basketball. Just
that
fucking
so
and then die a slow, horrible death. You know.
Yes, they'll make the one damn story if one animal attacks a human. Oh, the killer whale bit that human that was swimming in there in the ocean.
Now I don't if it's an innocent kid or something that gets mauled, I feel horrible. But if a hunter falls out of a tree and breaks his spine and then gets mauled by a grizzly bear. I mean, I think that's funny as shit. I would like to actually see that. Like, there was a video when a deer, it was attacking the hunter, and it was, I think it was goring him with the antlers and everything and beating him with his hooves. I love that shit. You know, unless you live off the land for real and you're hunting meat to survive, I don't think you should be trophy killing. I think trophy killing is for cowards. To be honest with you, Who wants the head of another animal on the wall? Unless it's my enemy.
I
wouldn't mind a couple enemies' heads. You kind of do sticks.
I wouldn't mind, man. Like to have like a big old fucking gigantic shark head behind me or some shit. Or like a big lion's mouth like open up with the fucking teeth and shit. You know, it's I could fuck with it. You know,
I doubt you're gonna go into the jungle and kill it yourself. You know what I mean? If it's there,
yeah,
it's already dead.
I can't. It's
old
and that type of shit too, man.
Buy it.
That's an expensive hobby to partake in. If you're a big game hunter, you most likely have all kinds of fucking money to be able to do all that shit. And when they do those hunts, they kind of drug up the animal and they're shooting lame ass fucking lions who aren't doing shit. Most of these fucking safaris are paid for vacationing things.
Oh yeah, like when I was a kid, we had a BB gun. We threw bread right below the window, and we got the birds there. And as they were there, we were just picking them off. And I felt like shit, you know what I'm saying? That's why I never hunted, because it was like, this is horrible. And that's what they do with the deer, you know? They throw some little bait out there. They have these little collars.
Deer
is the deer as close as possible, and then blow a big hole through its ribs, you know? I mean, I can't
pay deer, man. I'm going to always say anybody who knows deers hates those gigantic rats. Deers are giant rats. Fuck them all. Fuck deers.
They're gigantic rats.
Blow their
you ain't got
to worry about. They'll get in your yard, man, and they'll fucking eat shit up, and they make noise when you get in front of them. They're only cute because Disney made them cute. Trust me, they're gigantic fucking rats.
You know anybody?
Okay,
well,
especially people in Oakland Hills know this. They're a fucking menace. They're just rats. Deer, if I ever catch a deer anywhere my property, I'm going to fucking take a knife and cut its head off and leave it there when I stick an example to all the other deers. Don't come here because you'll get your head cut off. Fuck deers, man. They suck. Fluffy white tails. I'll fucking take a goddamn pole and shove it right up a deer's ass and then fucking put it Vladdy Impaler style.
And then will you put it in your mouth and then jerk off on the deer?
I don't like to do that. I don't like the motherfuckers. I think they're rats. You know, I just don't mind, you know, the whole
I hit three of them. I don't particularly like them either. But you know, the point is, I'm just talking about animals in general. The whole reason why I did this show is because of the there was a dog. I showed you the video, Six.
Yeah.
Got you pretty upset.
That's fucked up.
Naturally, so you got a pit bull. This guy puts three rounds in the dog's head, and it's all on video, right on their property. And, you know, the cops are killing people, of course. They're killing elderly, they're killing the young, they're killing children, but they're killing animals, too.
Yeah.
And the guy just walked away. I don't think nothing happened, as usual, with anything. You know, he just walked away and... Yeah.
Are you talking about the one that was that shot the dog? Yeah, that shot the dog. You said three times. Was
three
that the
times,
one that
yeah.
in Georgia?
I think it was Georgia.
Yeah. I believe that first he got off, but then they did another investigation, and I don't think he's going to court for that, but I think he's going to be tried for killing that dog. Because he came out and said that the dog was charging at him or something or the other, but they found out that he lied. And he
I mean, if you look at the video, the dog just comes out. I mean, he didn't even give the dog time to really get out of the fucking door.
Exactly.
As soon as
the
dog was there, he just started popping at him.
And the two follow-up shots to the head where the dog was already down on the floor. He just kind of sealed the deal with the two follow-ups.
I saw the video, but what was the story about? I mean, why were the cops at the door in the first place?
Domestic.
And they say most of the stuff happens during domestic disputes. But this is something
totally
the dog
different. Died because
Scumbag
of some humans fighting.
Up. Yeah. This guy just showed up and blew the dog away for nothing.
Anytime the police show up at a house and you have a dog, you
lock
have to lock it up in a closet or in a room or something, because the first thing police do when they come into a house is they shoot any dog on the premises, and they always use the excuse, well, it was barking, so I thought it was going to attack, so I had to shoot it.
It was aggressive.
Yeah, that sink police dogs on people all the time.
All dogs.
Yeah, if you fight to resist, if you fight off the police dog, you know what they charge you with? Assaulting an officer, because they consider the police dog to be an officer.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so you can assault the police dog and you get charged with assaulting an officer, but he can come into your home, shoot your dog for no reason, and get away with it. And then shoot you or one of your family members and get away with it, pretty much.
Well, yeah, they do that all the time. And we've seen now that there's people have cell phones with cameras on them, the cops are getting caught.
Yeah.
Even with that, though, I mean, it doesn't even matter. Because it's already a full police state anyway. But what I don't like is, okay, can they take away your dog just pretty much for no reason? Can they just come in and say, like, someone complains that your dog barks, can they just come in and take it? I mean, what kind of authority do they have anymore?
Usually they don't.
They'll take it and kill it, man.
Usually they don't do that. The only time they'll actually take your dog is if it's running loose in the streets and someone complains that it attacked him or her, then they'll come in and take it away and put it down.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy because, you know, that dog didn't do anything. It's just, you know, just seeing who was there like any other dog.
And
if he would have jumped up at the guy, it might have been different. You know, but no, man. The dog just came out the door and did that shit. It's crazy.
You know, and police, I think they should be a little more, they should be trained in how to handle animals. And I fear, you know, that if my little dog that only weighed 11 pounds go out there and the police shoot my dog, I mean, if they come to the door, now anybody come to my door, Toby gonna let me know. He's gonna bark, but that don't mean that you're invading his property, and it's a natural reaction. Right, for a dog to bark.
My dog does the same thing.
Yeah, you know, and most of the time they're very playful. You know, they're not out to bite. You know,
yeah, but that's just it. The police don't want to put up with
the noise.
A dog.
Yeah.
So when they're coming in to raid a so-called drug house or whatever, and 90% of the time they're at the wrong house.
Right.
They just shoot any dog they see, and they'll shoot a cat if the cat starts, you know, pissing at it. They'll shoot anything. That's just the way they're trained. They're trained to do that.
Well, they need to be retrained, and I'm glad that they, I forget who it is, but someone, they're opening up a lot of investigations on these police officers and how they enter into a house, because not only do they shoot dogs dead, I mean, if you're lying on your, like, for instance, like the little 7-year-old girl, was she in Chicago somewhere or Ohio somewhere? She was laying on her sofa asleep, and they went in there and shot that little 7-year-old girl dead, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the same thing with the little girl that was riding the bicycle. She was about 3 or 4, something like that. She and her dad was outside. Police just took his car, ran over the child, and shot the father dead. You know, these types of things are, you know, I don't know. It just says a lot about, you know, who the police is. You know, it don't make no sense in your even with that little boy, what was his name, Tamara Rice or something like that, the little 12-year-old boy that was in the park. The boy's in the park. You know, kids play with little toy guns in a park. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, most boys and girls do, because I played with little cap guns too. You know, and the police just came up, didn't ask no questions, and just shot the little boy dead. And then people are saying that he had a gun. That was a little toy gun, man. I mean, come on. You know,
yeah, the police are paranoid now. They're paranoid in any gun, whether it's a water pistol or a BB gun. It doesn't matter. If you're holding something that looks like a gun, the first thing they're going to do is shoot you. They don't care.
Yeah, but they used to not be that way.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was back in the...
I think I'm going to hang up real quick.
Before the 60s.
I just want to say that I've been attacked by people before, so they're not as innocent.
Entertain the sound of these motherfucking animals, man. Hang up on this creature.
Gay Thorn, you're out of here.
I lost a poodle named Felix one time. What? Excuse me? Hello?
What's that? Here, somebody's got the sound effects. Give me the I don't care button.
It's there. Just search I don't care, man. It's there. Hey, man, shut the fuck up, you fucking faggot. Get away, man.
Hippos kill people.
Get the fuck back, man. Get back, faggot. No, go be gay.
Last time
I checked,
faggots kill more people than that.
There you go, Skinny. Tell him, Skinny, this is Alex the Fairy. He typically calls to
why
rat
calling
the
show.
Go be gay somewhere else, man.
Yeah.
Why are you
kind
calling
not welcome
show?
Around here?
You see this? This means not welcome.
Kill people.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, man.
I bet he has a poodle.
Probably does.
Man, he got gerbils, and he puts them up his ass. Fuck his life.
Is Richard
Gere.
Is he still on the line?
Yeah, he's doing the old Richard Gere shit, man. He's keeping vintage.
Well, he ain't saying nothing now. He's still there. Apparently, he's quiet. I'm still here.
I'm still here, guys.
Listen. Up on it.
What you guys say?
I don't even consider this motherfucker a human being, man. Hang up on it.
I had a dog one time.
Hang up on it, man.
Pulled.
Yo, shut the fuck up, man. If I ever see you, I'm going to kill you in real life, man. Shut your mouth, all right? I'm going to kill you dead. Hang up on him.
He's gone. He's gone.
Who is that?
It's Alex the Fairy. He tends to call in and bother Six every now and again.
He's a gay guy, and I'm going to kill him when I see him.
All three shows. And then last week, Westside
Willie
called
stalker.
In. And he's Six got two of West Side Willie. He called in and said, fuck Six. Apparently Six is famous.
Yeah, well, fuck you, Willie. You
famous one on UGS
yourself.
Radio. We got to get him some kind of DJ of the Year award.
Yeah.
But apparently these animals that call in are either homosexuals or completely fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Actually, West Side Willie's pretty smart, though. He debated... who was that, Dopey or Saeed?
Because he's
actually,
autistic, man. He has, like, moments of brilliance.
He held his own.
Like, autistic people
then,
do. Yeah, he's an autistic motherfucker. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Well, I think, wasn't this him and Saeed on the phone one time?
Yeah. Yeah, Ron, you weren't there. You probably would have liked that action. There was a debate going on between a black Israelite and a Muslim and a... I think we had a didn't we have a Christian too? I don't know. All kinds of people in there talking all kinds of stuff. Yeah, this show is just random. I mean, we start off with a topic and we go into other places and see what happens. You know, but anybody got anything going on? You want to promote anything happening? Ron.
Well, I'd like to say something about using animals to test drugs and cosmetics. I got an idea on how you could end that is pass a law. You could do it state by state in which any company that uses animals to test their products would have to stop using animals, and everyone working at that company and all the stockholders would have their names put into a big bin and then pulled out like a lottery. If they need 10 subjects to test it on, the 10 people whose names come up, they become the guinea pigs, and the testing is conducted on the people who work or own the company. I think that'd be the way to go.
Sounds good to me.
To them.
You know, again, go ahead on. Here's a good one. What about, here's a good one. We haven't talked about this one for a while. About the people having the sex with the animals.
Oh.
Bestiality.
That really would change it. Can you imagine?
I've seen it plenty of times.
Remember,
there's a lovely young lady online who posted a video. She had a webpage of her, and she had her dog. It was, I think her dog was a German Shepherd.
Oh.
And this wasn't even a bad-looking bitch. She was all right. He was a bunch of tattoos, all kind. You know, all right-looking bitch. And first she starts blowing her dog, right? Just going to town on it. And then she turns around and...
there's one in Texas. There's a lot of that going on in Texas. But remember the one that was breastfeeding the dog? Remember the one that was breastfeeding the dog in prison? Remember the lady, the doctor here with the six-year-old and the dog and a husband that worked for the CDC?
The dog.
Oh, yeah, the CDC, Mitch Perez.
She was also having sex with a five-year-old child. They did nothing to her. For a couple weeks. And that was it.
Sexual predators where they put them all in the same prison, male and female, and let them just sexually torture each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, with that one.
They could call that, instead of Statesville, they could call it Cumville.
Remember the police? Remember the police somewhere? I don't know if it was out West Texas somewhere. Remember the police officer that was doing his cows? And they didn't even fire him. They continued to allow him to work at the police department, knowing what he was doing.
Wasn't that also where that guy was going in the barn every night, fucking that horse all the time? Wasn't that down in, like, Texas somewhere?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, there was a guy sneaking in the barn, fucking a horse, and then he got caught, and then they said he was mentally unstable.
Of course, a horse he was.
What about the girl that was caught in the yard, in the backyard, doing the dog?
Wow.
Remember just last week, Perez, man, in one of these fucking comedy groups on fucking, and you're in it too, man. There's a video that was posted, and it was just a girl on her knees. She was like naked. You can see her titties, brown nipples, and anything. And she was sucking a horse cock. A horse was just sitting there, and she was just slobbing the tip of his fucking dick because she couldn't fit the whole, you know, the horse dick. She couldn't fit it all in her mouth. But she was just licking and sucking the tip. Jesus. Such a comedy, I guess.
Wow.
With fucking pain.
Well, all this animal cruelty.
Well, the horse didn't think it was cruel.
Yeah, the horse was nutted in her mouth, so.
Oh, man. What's wrong with people? I mean, Jesus. That's just the most nastiest fucking thing. There was one guy. It was on Joe Rogan's comedy site, right? He's like, the headline was the most disgusting video you will ever see. And like an idiot, I clicked play. I trusted Joe Rogan. What a fucking douche I was. I pressed play, and it shows this fag getting under this giant pig in a barn, letting the pig fuck him in the ass. I mean,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. It immediately burned into the brain for life.
You remember the famous
horrible.
The famous
thanks
Mr.
a lot,
Hands,
Joe
Chris?
Rogan. Shit.
Remember Mr. Hands? Dude got fucked to
Which
death by a
that?
Horse. The horse's name was Mr. Hands. He straight fucked him to death. Famous video online,
oh, yeah,
man.
A documentary on Netflix about that. Yeah, is that the guy that threw the parties? He would throw the bestiality parties, and there would be people that would come to his ranch from all over the world, like that were into fucking animals.
Yeah, I remember
and,
that.
Yeah, he let his horse fuck him in the ass, and it perforated his intestines, and he bled to death with his own shit infection and probably a bunch of horse cum.
They never
Good
answered that question. Just like,
yeah.
You know, they never
you know
answered that question. Did
bitch.
The horse get to come or not? Cause
fuck
you
his family
if
you listen. You know, I don't care if they're offended or not. That son
no,
of a bitch.
No, because the guy died with a fucking horse cock in his butt. You can't respect that.
Yeah,
really.
He died. Cause of death, hot beef injection from horse.
Oh.
I mean, it's just horrible.
Yeah, the horse, he dicked him down.
Got dick down like Avery.
Avery,
like
yeah. You got that Avery dicking. Boy,
but
it's all bad.
Do you think that
you
when
you fucked him like a Catholic uncle was in town? Jesus.
When these people do these things with these animals, do you think that they consider getting infections or some other type of disease?
I heard that that's how syphilis. It was either syphilis or gonorrhea or something. It was originally contracted from sheep.
Well, AIDS. Because a fag fucked a monkey. Everyone knows that.
Well, that's the theory. I read some information somewhere that it was created in a laboratory. So
yeah,
I don't know. It could have been maybe they got it out of a monkey's colon or something.
I say a fact, fuck the monkey. That sounds realistic to me. When you put in the context of loose morals of a
possible,
fucking
I mean,
homosexual, and they fucking monkey, you may as well. And then
yeah,
he comes
I mean,
home
yeah,
and
yeah,
fucks
yeah,
up the goes up the butt. Spreads.
Syphilis is a very old disease that's been known for thousands of years. And like the guy said, it most likely came from sheep. It was, there were no sexual diseases originating with man. They all came from animals.
And back in the day, a long time ago, like you say, thousands of years, you know, they were having sex with, you know, with anything.
That's what Sodom and Gomorrah was all about.
Right.
That's why they got burned up by Yahweh. They were totally out of control, and they were spreading their sickness to other cities nearby, and so there was five cities that were engaging in that in the area of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they were all wiped out in one night, burned alive, fried their butts.
That is so pathetic.
Bestiality is a crazy, crazy fucking thing. And you see a lot of these girls there doing it. You know, some of them look like swimsuit models. You would say
yeah,
they would
yeah,
have
for
better.
Sure. For sure,
they
man.
Must like it. They
but
must
you know
actually
what?
Like
it. You know what makes it so
they can't be
bad
hard up for work.
That's
yeah.
good shit, though, Press. I think that's good shit because it's encouraging to the male psyche, man. For an average male to look at that shit, you get to get a context of that, man. I'm above all these bitches. Look at these supermodel hoes sucking on
yeah,
the
Yeah, but they think that they're getting paid good money just to do that. You know, that is disgusting. I mean, it tells you a lot about the person and their morals, you know,
yeah,
that they
good
have
eggs.
Done. You know,
yeah,
they have
like,
done.
Get pork rind, get 12 inches of pork rind shoved into their ass. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean,
here's what a lot of people don't know is the homosexual movement will not stop with their so-called equal rights where they can get married and the transgender being able to use any bathrooms that they want at make it mandatory in public schools and in all public places. where these perverts who dress up like women can go into the women's bathroom. That's just the start. What they call the LGBT or whatever it is,
BLT?
Group of sexual perverts, is what they want to do is actually legalize marriage with animals, to where some pervert can marry an animal and get a marriage license.
Honey, they're doing it.
No, I know they're doing that, but it's not legal.
A-Rab
I'm
shit.
Talking about legal through the court to get an actual legal marriage license. That's what these bags are moving for.
A guy just married his dog.
A guy married his dog?
Time.
A guy just married his dog, and it's legal.
It's legal.
Yeah, but
it's,
but
legal.
It's going to become...
what kind of benefits does a dog get to get a good
legal,
HMO?
And you're
going to
hear
was,
politicians like that
rich... snossage in the mouth.
Saying, we got to support... the rights of people who want to marry animals.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
That
see, I've always...
As
part of their... You know, not to sound racist, but look at the fucking Colombians, man. There's a documentary that Vice put out, and it is a cultural thing where Colombian males will fuck donkeys. If you go to YouTube, you search Colombia and Vice, and it's a documentary right there, and they all fuck donkeys, and if you're looking for a bitch and you're one of these fucking young dudes, like in your 15 and you're that kind of age, and if you haven't fucked a donkey, they think you're weak. So the thing to do, so that's just the Colombian, you know, that's just society in Colombia. So when you see a Colombian dude, or someone who comes from Colombia, keep in mind, man, someone in his family has fucked a donkey, if not him too. That's a donkey fucking culture, boy. Colombia. Donkey fuckers.
Yeah, really. That's just horrible. I mean,
it's documentary
and
right there, man.
You
bet,
jackass. The woman is actually upset if the kid hasn't fucked the donkey yet.
Yeah,
no,
said,
you can't
gotta,
have
you
this pussy
that ass.
Until you're picking that donkey.
Fuck. Donkey butt.
this is sad,
donkey.
And it's sad. But look at these men, these wealthy men that's going all over to these other countries and just molesting these little children, you know, especially the little boys, you know.
Well,
and
Thailand.
Thailand
is where they go. That's the big place for all of that. That's where that Rush bimbo, that fat bastard, the Rush bimbo, goes all the time.
Bill
Thailand. Bill
bastard.
That is crazy. I mean, they go over there just for that. But and then here's another sad thing, is that over in Africa, I think it's the prime minister, he have approved for a 11-year-old kid to give us sexual consent.
Yeah, to
and
get married.
Yeah,
so
sexual consent, age of consent. It's 13 at the Vatican, so it's 11 in this country you're talking about. Where is it at again?
It's in Africa. What it's saying is that these little kids can say yes to sex if someone approached them. Now, over in America, now you go to jail for
11 and up.
You go to jail for statutory rape. But I think what happened is that they have these, people that go over there, sanctuaries or whatever you want to call them, that go over there that they say that they're going to help the people and help the children.
Missionaries.
Missionaries. Now, you have an 18-year-old that just got arrested. He was from somewhere, Missouri somewhere, and he went over there. He was working in an orphanage. And he molested some of the kids over there in the orphanage. And then
Josh
you had
Duggar.
The other missionary that, and he was teaching school, And he went over there, and he was raping all these little 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old boys. And all these rich people from America and from all over the world go over there, and they rape these kids. I guess the government said that over there, the prime minister or whomever, they said, well, you know, it's too much of this going on, so we might as well go ahead on and legalize it. I don't think that's right because these kids don't know what they're doing. You know, and then these grown men coming over there and all over in China, Thailand, all over, they're giving these kids money. You know?
Yeah, well, here's the problem is that is going to happen here in America. You guys must be familiar with NAMBLA, right?
Yeah, the fucking North American boiler freaks. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, where they are crusading to be able to have sex with boys of any age. Well, what they're pushing, have been pushing for decades, and they will get it eventually, is like Elaine was saying, lower the age of consent. And they'll get it down to 16, and then they'll get it down to 14, and then down to 12, and they'll just keep going until they get it probably down to like 4 years old.
Well,
oh,
that's what
they want to do.
What
right, because listen at this. This is what these predators that, what do you call it, these pedophiles. First of all, you heard of Boys Town, right? Now, in Boys Town, all these politicians were going into Boys Town and molesting these children, taking them to the White House, taking them to the World Trade Center, putting them on a plane and sending them to these other countries. I mean, I think there's a case going on now about that, or they're keeping it hush-hush. And then you have the pedophiles. When the gays asked for their rights and they were given to them, the pedophiles sent to Washington, D.C., and said they want the same rights as the gays. They want to be able to go out there and play with these children. So, yes, they're trying to legalize this stuff. You know, that's one another reason why I believe all of a sudden this gender thing started happening. And now all of a sudden they want to teach this sex ed in education in kindergarten and preschool.
Kindergarten?
What? Yeah,
they want them to be brainwashed into thinking that it's okay.
They're teaching them that.
They're hit from a young age. Kindergarten's supposed to be fucking shapes and colors, not fucking
buttholes.
Okay.
Yeah,
boobs and butts.
This is what's going on here, and they're teaching these kids sex.
Oh,
they got school books talking about, you know, whatever. You know, they're teaching this stuff in kindergarten and in preschool right now, right here in America. You know, and if I'm not mistaken, the government said that it was mandatory.
Yeah, it is going to be mandatory. In sex education, they're trying to lower the age.
Planned
Parenthood. All the way down to
the United States. Fucking
down to like
Harvey Milkland over there.
Yeah.
God sakes, you got to get the fuck out.
I mean, you don't have no control over your children now.
He's cut the bridge in half. That way they can't get over from Frisco.
Yeah, in California they have school books. I forget what age it is, but it says... Sally has two mommies. You know, I forget the exact title, but that's what it is.
Right, you know, and here too. I mean, all over they're teaching at Virginia. I mean, California. It started out with California, then Virginia adopted that same thing. You know, so, and the government said it's mandatory that your kids have to learn this stuff.
No,
you know?
That's wrong. Then they're going to teach them about bestiality in 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
You could take Sparky out back behind the shed and play with his nipple.
Well, listen, here's the first grade book where they're talking about the little girl. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I can't think of the book, but she's talking about the boy's balls fell down to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's in
giving them blue balls and
first grade,
with her mouth?
Kindergarten, whatever. So you have no control over your child anymore. You know,
they got everything that they put in the plan is working.
That's awful.
Yeah, of course. So like, as part of, you know what I think is part of. I think over in certain countries, like in China, they have this one-child policy, and they have the gender policy, and I think that the United States is adopting those policies. Little girls should not live anymore. Only boys,
well, yeah,
and
yeah,
that's so bad over in China. Man, it's so bad over in China that the boys, they got all these men, all these boys, all these teenagers, check this out, and no girls.
Yeah, and over here they're turning. It's like the exact opposite. They're turning all the boys into girls. So,
exactly.
Well, I mean, look
what
they're teaching in California, man. We have this class now for high schoolers. Well, we have to fucking teach this bullshit. We have to teach consent to males because apparently it's a male's nature to rape. So now we have to teach them how to say no and yes, and you know. So it's an incredible attack in California on everything. Now we have to say, hey. Hey, guys, come to this class, and we're going to teach you about consent, and it's ran by fucking bitches. It's God fucking awful. If I had a fucking kid in school, and they told me, hey, your son has to go to this consent class, I'd tell him, go fuck himself, man.
No.
Go get raped somewhere in the alley, you dumb bitch. Fuck that.
So they're basically saying that all boys are rapists. Is
yeah.
that part of rape culture is what they're talking about?
Well, what it sounds like to me is they're saying that boys can't hold their noses, you know, and I think what it sounds like, you know, they were trying to teach them the difference between yes and no.
And that's a ridiculous notion to begin with.
They should teach it to the girls, too.
I think you're 100% correct. Because, of course, you know, if I dress provocative, knowing it's going to entice you and knowing that it's going to raise your temperature, you know, yes, they should teach women how to dress correctly. If you don't want to go out there, and I'm not, if you don't, you have to remember that you do have somebody out there that's looking at your booty. And if you don't want to get raped, then you need to cover your ass up.
Don't throw the bait out there if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But see, some people might not like what I just said, but I can't help it. It is the truth. You know, if you don't want to get raped.
You got to look at it like this, too. There's innocent people out there like yourself, you know, who was raped. You know, that didn't do anything. You know, I mean, there's all kinds. It happens all the time. You know.
Well, you have to look at
women out there that. No, go ahead.
But, well, the guy that raped me was twice my age almost when I was a little kid. He had been in prison all his life, and I guess he was, whatever. You know, he had been in prison since he was 14 and. Got out,
of
when he was 21.
What happened to him? Did he go back to prison?
He didn't go for what he did to me, but he was a hired hitman. You know, he was a real gangster.
So he would go out and kill people?
Yeah, and attempt to kill people, rob banks, do anything. I just consider myself as lucky. You know, I mean, he was a hired hitman. This lady, her family owned a chain of furniture stores and in Virginia. And the guy hired this guy to kill his wife off so he can get, he didn't kill her, but he shot her. So he went to prison for 50 years. But, you know, and that was after he had did that to me, you know. And then he had robbed the bank and, you know, Bloomberg in New York, the mayor, he kidnapped his sister and held her for ransom. And, you know, I was lucky. I was pretty lucky.
Well, this guy, what a piece of work he is. He's a rapist and a fucking hitman and everything else.
Everything else, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Scary, yeah.
Well, shit. I got nothing. You guys got anything? You guys want to, what do you got going on next week, Six?
Shit. I think we're doing some Halloween-y type shit, so. Yeah, it's a Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West, and I don't know the rest.
Yeah,
I'm not
too
sure
many
other
time zones. Like Mountain,
I think it's 9 your time. I don't know
yeah,
what
nine,
the fuck
nine,
Mountain
nine.
Time is, man. Sometime on the Mountain, but yeah, but I think it's 9 Central, and East is, what, 10? Something like that.
Yeah. Mountain will be 8, whoever the hell is in the mountains. So, check it out. Skinny, you got a, you've been working on the album. What you got going on?
Yeah. Just finally started kind of writing, you know, because I got the beats, there ain't no problem, man. I already got that a lot. But once I start recording, man, it's probably going to be a strain of recording, man. But right now I'm just kind of writing, you know, when I got the time. So, yeah, it's in the works, man, definitely.
That's what's up. Elaine, Ron, thank you, as always.
Yep.
Appreciate it. We're going to get out of here. I don't know what I'll say. Don't kill animals, Lister.
Hey, Prez. Happy birthday to Mac. Happy birthday, Mac.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, Mac.
We gave Mac a birthday show a week or so. Well, actually, we gave everybody a birthday show. Everybody on this phone was interviewed. Everybody was Velvet. Who else? I don't know. Well, you know, Mac, we had to honor Mac, man. He deserved it. So happy birthday to Mac.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good boy. He almost got killed yesterday, though. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
was,
I know. Jesus. And he still made on time on the show.
Himself.
Just on time, man. Like, amazing. Hanging on through the drive-by and still calling. Shit.
Stupid.
Still calling and report the activity from Chronicles of the Lou, whatever he's got going on. But, yeah, shout out to Mac. Happy birthday, whatever. We'll see you guys next week. Out of here.
Peace.